incredible schus to be together, to prepare for Shabbos Kodesh, especially during these heilige days of Shoivim. Heilige days of Shoivim that, you know, sadly a lot of people in the world don't even know what Shoivim. How important these days are for growth, for tshuva, for skashrus to the Rabbeinu Shalom. Before we begin, just want to mention all the Torah tonight, all the chizik tonight, Kiddush tonight, everything is being sponsored anonymously by a very, very special couple. People that are not just Talmidim, but more family in a very special way, in a deep way, they understand. The Bez Hashem, just in the schus of Besur Tovos, and the schus of Simcha for their family, and the schus of just good things for Rabbi Nisholom. Not just Benister, as we know, is always good. Everything that Hashem does is good. Papenigla, that should be good, and Simcha and Bracha for them and for all of Klal Yisrael, Bez Hashem. Chevra, these are very special parashios that we really connect to, maybe in some levels more than any other parashios of the year. Of course, we always mention Sefer Bereishis is something very special from our childhood, from our youth, all the parashios and the storylines. But these parashios, the parashios of Shemos, Vayera, Bo B'Shalach, are not just the parashios of this time of the year, the parashios of Galus Mitzrayim, Geulus Mitzrayim. These are the parashios of Leil Seder, the parashios of the Yom Tov Pesach, of Chag Emunah, the parashios of the mitzvah of Yigadta Levincha, the mitzvah of giving over to the next door, for us to give over to ourselves, to give over to our children, the foundation of Yehadus, of Emunah, are these parashios. So there's a lot to learn. The Zohar says on Vigadita. The Zohar says on Vigadita. Why Lashon Vigadita? We spoke about a different answer last week in the 5 minute Vart. Vigadita. Why not Vamarta Levincha? So Zohar says Vigadita is a Lashon of giving over, not just something we knew already in Chazara, but new Yisoidos Chidushim, things that were Nister before, that were Gunas before, that were hidden before, that every year when it comes to Leil Seder, we should see more depth in the storyline, more inspiration. We got it to the Talashin. So too over these parashas. It's so important. It's important always, but maybe these parashas more than any others. To when we learn them, then we had this mitzvah shnayim mikvecha targum, and to go through the parasha and to know the parasha, but always to find new depth in the parasha, to glean new lessons from the parasha. It's so beautiful. It's what I love so much about Torah. The Shivim Panim of Torah, the Ain't Soif of Torah, and you read the same storylines and the same psukim, and each year see new ideas, new yisodos, whether they're in Svarim, whether they're from our own chidushim. So let's talk about psukim that should be familiar to us. They're psukim that are psukim on some level of Leil Seder, in Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Chavav. The Torah says, "V'haya ki yomer aleichem b'neichem," when your children will say to you, What are you doing here? What are you doing bringing this Korban Pesach? What are you doing here, Leil Seder, with all these mitzvahs and minhagim and ma avodas lachem? And we all know this is the shayla of who? The shayla of the Rasha. This is the shayla of the Rasha. And we know, as we say Leil Seder, where's the Agada? Go see my desk. It should be Agada. I need it. Agada. It should be on my desk. I was out there. The Alekach Valiba Brown. You never know. Lemaisa. We say Havoidas Azachem, and we darshan that the Russia says, what makes him a Russia more than anything else is not questioning. We're all allowed to ask questions. We all have to ask questions. There's nothing wrong with asking questions and to be able to delve into those questions. To learn, thank you so much. And to learn, thank you. To learn deeper understanding of the world we live in, of the Rabbeinu Shalom. It's good to ask questions. You should never feel bad asking any question. I have one Talmud of mine I'm so close to, I love, even tonight again. He's constantly, you know, calling me with questions, halacha questions, other ideas. And I was with him tonight, a beautiful lechayim, or vart, I don't know, whatever you call it these days. It was Chasana could have been already, but I'm even Yavin. Lameisa, not beautiful, Baruch Shem, give him Mazel Tov. He's a member of the Shir, he comes Baruch Shem often. Obviously, tonight I told him he's not allowed to come to shir tonight, even though the vort's probably over. I told him, after the vort, it's good to spend some time with your kala. You know, you got to get used to that. It's Baruch Yosef life here in the home mishpach, I feel so close to. So one of my Hilke Talmidim that was there, he comes over and he has a question. He says, and he's constantly apologizing to me. Constantly apologizing to me for asking me, and he thinks he's bothering me. I tell him all the time, it's never a bother. I love for you to ask me questions. So if it's time that I'm not available, and he texts me and says, I'll get back to you a little later. You don't need mechila. It's not a bother. It's good to ask questions. Problem is the Rosh's questions, ma avodazos lachem. He doesn't ask ma avodazos, lanu, our avodah, what is this that we're doing? What are you doing? And we know when he dashed in lachem v'lo lo. Like he was taking himself out. That makes him, he's not part of us. He's not part of the Jewish nation. Not part of our simcha, not part of our pain, not part of our lives. He's a Rasha. Says Ma'avod Zazam. What do we answer? V'amartam zevach pesachu l'Hashem. This is a Passover sacrifice for God. Why? Asher pasach al batei b'nei Yisrael b'mitzrayim. He passed over our houses b'nokfos amitzrayim. When he hit and struck the Mitzrim. Thus, Vaitenu Hitzel, he saved our homes. Vayikod Om Vishtachvu, and the nation bowed down, kneeled down and bowed down. So, we have to understand these psukim. First of all, we all know, Lel Seder, that's not the answer we give. Lel Seder, first of all, your Hakeshinov, which we have to come back to the Rasha. You knock out his tooth. I didn't find that in the psukim. We're answering the Rasha. These are the puzzle of the Rasha. We don't find Hakeshinov, what is that all about? And then Va'amarlo, what do you say to him? You don't say, Hashem passed over our home, so we're bringing the Korban Pesach. That's it. You don't tell him this. Why not? What's going on? Why do we change? Then we have to understand in the Pesukim, in the Torah itself, what kind of answer? If the Rosh is coming with his apikorsis and he's saying, what are you doing? I'm not part of you. So you answer back, oh, why would you even answer him such an answer? How is this an answer? What answer are you giving him? That God passed over our homes, so we're bringing carpet. Like, really? That's going to do anything for him? But I'll go even a step further. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, what's pshat of this bowing at the end by the nation? So first, the beginning of Rashi makes sense. Al besuras hagu'ulo, bias ha'aretz. We're bowing in thankfulness and excitement that there's a geula, there's going to be a geula, I'm going to come into Eretz Yisrael. Good, that part of the Rashi is good. But then he says, "Ubesuros habanim shiulahem," and we see ki yomer lachem b'neichem. We're being told we're going to have children that are going to ask us. L'sad, that means we're excited that we're going to have children. We're excited they're going to be future dairis. That's nice, except for the fact this is the Rasha. Like of all the places, that in all the places, Vayikra Mishtachvu is by the Shaila of the Rasha, that we're excited we're going to have children. Why are you getting excited you're going to have children like the Rasha? Really? That's crazy. What's pshat? What are we so excited? What are we so simcha by this child specifically? What is the simcha of this child? So we go a few psukim back. Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Yud Aleph. The Pasuk talks about that night of Makos Bechoros. And the Pasuk says, the next Pasuk Yigimel. Upesachdia, that God passed over our homes, which is what you're telling this Rashi. Upesachdia Lechem, He passed over the homes. If you look in Rashi, not that Rashi, one second. No, going back. I'm sorry. It is Pasuk Yud Aleph. On the words it's talking about passing over, it's Pesach Hu Lashem. On the Pasuk, V'chacha Toichu Oso Masnechem, Chagureyem, Na'lechem, Barglechem, Akalchem, Yedchem. They're ready to go. V'chaltem Oso B'chipazon. You're eating B'chipazon. Pesach Hu Lashem. On the words Pesach Hu Lashem. This Pesach, this Korban Pesach, that's for Hashem. Listen to Rashi. The Korban's called the Korban Chmezach. Why? Hashem Hadolud V'psicha. On God skipping over and passing over our homes. That God passed over our homes amongst the homes of the Mitzrim. Listen to the next line. The kofet mi mitri le mitri, the Yisrael emsoi nimlat. That he jumped from one Egyptian house to another, and the Jew's house, emsoi, in the middle, was saved. There was refuge. And then he ends on the word Pesach Lashem, Vatem Asu al Vodosov Lashem Shemayim. Where does that come from? So, first of all, wait, listen. If you listen to Rashi that we just read, Rashi is completely repetitive. He says, God, Medalek Bat Yisrael. And then he repeats, the Kofet, Mitzri, Mitzri, Yisrael, Emsai, Nimlat. Shkoyach, that's what it means to skip, to deal with Psicha. He already said that. Rashi said the same thing two lines in a row. That God passed over our homes. And then he ends, and by the way, do the carbon l'shem shemayim. So where does that come from? What's the fact that God passed over our homes, so the carbon should be l'shem shemayim? And why is Rashi being so repetitive here? And finally, one final question in these psukim. We know famously that night, the pasuk says in Perkei Beis, pasuk Yud Beis Chaf Beis, that we put on our doorpost the dam, on the mashkof, on the mezuzos. Moshe tells us, "Atam lo seisu ish mi pesach beisu ad aboker." Nobody should go outside. Rashi there tells us that there's a mashkes outside. It's dangerous outside. Einu mavchin bein tzadik rasha. I can't tell the difference in tzadik and rasha. We're like, really? What's if God's going to pass over us? So God couldn't protect us and tell the difference between like what's going on? That this mashkes, this force, is not going to tell the difference between tzadik and rasha. What's pshat? What's going on? So here's what I want to give. Mamish give over Torah, very special. Most of the terutz and most of the yisoidus we're going to develop is based on a Torah I saw from the Shilai Pinchas from years ago. I think it was Tafshinayim Vav, if I'm not mistaken. It says as follows. There's a Yalkut Shimoni we have to begin with. The Yalkut Shimoni is really found in next week's parasha. But listen to the Yalkut Shimoni and the word V'mayim lehem choyma. So we know in Parashat B'Shalach, the walls, the water became walls. So listen to what he says, Mamish. Pella, you ready, Chavra? Mamish, we can develop something very special. You ready? Sheyored Sam'el. The Sam'el. Sam'el is the Satan, right? The Samach Mem. The Malach, the Satan, the Yitahara. The Malchamavis, Samel came down. The armor lefan of Rebbeinu Shalolim, lo avdu Yisrael avod dezar b'mitzrayim, va'ato yisal amnisam. The Samel comes and says, Rebbeinu Shalolim, weren't these people just halalu of dezar, halalu of dezar? They were serving idols in Mitzrayim, and you're performing all these nisim for them. What are you doing? The Sar Shalyam, which is the Malach that's in charge of the sea, that was the Shliach splitting the sea, heard this voice of the Samel, heard the Taina of the Samel. V'nismali alam chema, right? V'amayim lehem chema is Malach and chema. And it was full of wrath, it was full of anger. Ubikesh l'tivon, and it wanted to drown us all. At that point, there was a moment in time where because of the tain of the Samel, the Sar Shalyam was ready to drown us all in the sea. Miyad Heshev LaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu B'choy Devatzma answers back to Samel. Shoyteh Shabayilam. Listen to this lesson. Shoyteh Shabayilam, you fool. V'chila Daitam Avdua. You think they really wanted to serve idols? V'la lo Avdua L'mitoch Shibud. They came because of the Shibud, because of their slavery, their servitude. They were so downtrodden. They were so out. They weren't thinking properly. Mitoch Taruf Das. Their Das was Taruf, was burdened and was confused. They couldn't think. They couldn't live the life they wanted to really live. Don You're going to judge them. They're Shoigeg, they're Oines. Their mistaken act that they didn't really want to do, like it was done b'mezid, like it was done b'ratzon. Kevin Shoshama Sar Shalom, the Sar Shalom heard the Rebbeinu Shalom. O Sochema, Shinismali Yisrael, Hachzira al Mitzrim. That same anger that he had against the Jews, now he had it in the Mitzrim, because the Mitzrim caused all this to happen. The Mitzrim not only were putting us in slavery, they were causing us to serve idols, according to Achesbin. Shenemar Veishuvu Hamayim. What's Veishuvu Hamayim? The water returned. Sheshavu Miyisrael Al Mitzrim. Returned from the Jews that was about to drown and drowned all the Mitzrim. You hear this medrash? First of all, just an incredible medrash to learn. Even just to come tonight and see this, to hear this medrash. If you haven't ever heard this Yalkut Shemayni, that's what it is to see the depth and the stories of our lives, the stories of Bezid Yisrael, and see what was happening. There's such depth in this Yalkut Shemayni. You know what this Yalkut Shemayni tells us, Chaver? You know what this Yalkut Shemayni tells us? It tells us that every single one of us has a Pintel Yid. Every single one of us has Kedusha within us. That nobody wants to sin. That nobody wants to go against the Eibishter. The Eibishter, that's what he was saying. That act of even avodah zarah, the Eibishter is able to see, but pnimius, is all shoygeg. It's all accidental. Because we're confused. Because we live in society that's immoral and unethical, and we're confused. And therefore we look at things we don't want to even be looking at. We speak in ways we don't even want to be speaking. And when it comes to our learning, it might not be where it should be and where I want it to be. Because I'm brought down by the temptations that are around me and to be involved in other things that I don't even want to really be involved in. My panemius, that's not who I am. My chitunius forces my panemius. My guf has an effect on my neshama. My seraphiva has an effect on who I am. But my depth, my amkus, I'm kadosh. That's what David was saying. My nation's kadosh. Va'amich kulam tzadikim. That's what the Rebbe was saying to this Amel. You don't see it. You only see the chitzonius. I see the pnimius. I see the pintaliyid. In each and every one of us sitting right here, are there times when we feel, maybe daily, that we don't live up to who we want to be? And I can be so much more. We have to take that and grow with it. But realize that those acts are chitonistic acts. Who I am is that Kedusha. That's who I am. That my Nekuda Pnimius. My Nekuda Pnimius is who I really am. That's what the Eibishter sees. The Eibishter took us out of Mitzrayim. We're in the 49th level of Tumah. What was he doing? He saw the Nekuda Pnimius. He saw that diamond in the rough. He saw the Kedusha within us. That's what we say. Yivan Brachot Av Yudayin, a very famous Gemara. Pesach Dik. Just these days. Alexandre Basu de Matzli. Alexandre, after he would daven, what would he do? First thing he'd say after we'd daven. You know, davening is by tzaddikim. Halvai should be by us. The avoid of davening. So sad. We, like Rav Salvechik says, our davening is check. I davened. I want to have davened. Davening should be an avoid. Davening should be a time to kashrus to Rabbon Shalom, to take time. Fridays are great days for that. Shabbos and weekends, and during the week, even if we want to, sometimes we have other responsibilities and we have to get to Siddur and we have to get to places. Maybe that's a problem. That's another, maybe we have to discuss. Maybe we're pushing ourselves too much to places we shouldn't have to push so quickly. But let me say, an Erev Shabbos became in the world we live in, does not necessarily set Seder. And tomorrow, especially if it's going to be snowing, maybe, perhaps.
Probably
not. Probably not, because everything's been canceled already. It's usually this morning after Minyan. So I davened myself one other shiur, and I announced after Minyan, Chavi, you know, you should take home your tefillin, because there's big reports, and you know how it goes, whatever. And then I said, you know what? Maybe don't take home your tefillin. Because if you take home your tefillin, vada is not going to snow. Because it's like the klala, once you do anything prior, that's how it works, you know? My wife called me today, she was driving in Long Beach, she works in Long Beach, she saw, she said everywhere the people were like, she saw in like people's houses, right? They're checking their snowmobile. Their snows are snowmobiles.
Snowplows.
The snow blowers. To see that they work and everything. She's like, did you check ours? I said, listen, if I check it, there's no chance it snows. So just let it be and we'll see what happens, you know? That's how it works. Anyways, Lamaisa says snow. Perfect. A snow day, that's a great opportunity to go to shul and stay in shul. And just daven. And vada have seder afterwards, but first just daven, take time. Oh, so we don't have minyanim that go slow enough for us. There's no such. I was just talking to someone about that. Mamish, are there any minyanim that go slow enough? There's no minyanim that go slow enough. So, okay, so who says you have to end when the minyan ends? So if you're there longer and you're davening Shemoneh Esrei and you open up your eyes and nobody else has left, it's okay. So Rav Chazandei busted the matzli after he davened. This is what he wanted to say. Meaning, after he connected to the Eivish dirt, he was up in Shemayim. This is what he thought about. Amar Hachi, Ribbono Olam, Master of the Universe. Galoi v'yadua lefanecha. It's revealed and known before you, Shiratzoneinu lasos ratzoncha, that we want to do your ratzon. Meaning, MS, we have ratzon to do Avodah Hashem, we have ratzon to do MS, we have ratzon to learn, to daven, to shmir sinayim, to be kadosh. Umima akiv, what holds us back? Sor shebi isa, which is what? Chametz, which is all tire. I don't know, well, we read the Gemara, we have to give a little pshat in it. Chametz represents, as Rashi here says, Yitzhara shebi veinu, this chametz is Yitzhara. Our Yitzhara gets old of us. It's not who we want to be, it's not who we are. It's Yitzhara. Why is it considered Tzor Shabi Iso? We once gave one pshat, just to give one pshat, we're learning can't not give at least a pasha pshat. What's chametz? Chametz and matzah are the same exact ingredient. But chametz is bloated and puffed up and excited. But that's what taiv is. It takes something that's meaningless, nothing, skin and bones, and you're excited by what? It builds and creates this fantasy of picture that something's chashev when it's nothing. It's a harish bleveno. And Shibud Malchios causes us to do something I don't want to do. That's pumping, that's exactly what the Yalkut Shemoni, the Eibishter is saying. It was Shibud Malchios. It's not who we really are. It's not the MS, it's not the depth of who I am. Who I am, I'm a Kaddish Degid. Oh, last night I looked at something I shouldn't have looked at. I'm a Kaddish Degid. That's Bishoyigig. That's Boinis. That's not what Aryeh Cohen's saying. It's not what Rav Nachman's saying, which we'll read. It's not what the Baal Tanya's saying. The Yalkut Shemoni said, that's what the Eibishter said to the Samael. What a Yalkut Shemoni. I mean, we've all seen this idea in Svarim. But this Yalkut Shemoni is, that's what the Eibishter said back to the Samael. Incredible. Just for that Yalkut Shemoni is worth to get together. We all know Rav Nachman. I don't have to read the whole piece. But somehow, if it's not every week, it's every other week where what we're learning just comes back to Torah Reish Pei Beis. You know, because Reish Pei Beis is Torah Reish Pei Beis, it's Kodesh Kedoshim. You know why Reish Pei Beis is Kodesh Kedoshim? Because Reish Pei Beis, like no other Torah, is the Yesoidus of all of Ben Al Mechavero and all of Ben Al Makom. Because the first half is all of Ben Al Mechavero and how to look at another Jew and how to look for the good in another Jew and how to treat another Jew and look for the good within that Jew. Zarech, right? Dan is called Am Lekav Schus. The second part is all of our Ben Alamakum, because it's how to see ourselves, V'od Ma'at V'ein Rasha, within oneself. To recognize V'od Ma'at V'ein Rasha, that there's always that place that we're not a Rasha. Meaning, even if that's what Rav Nachman is saying, Tzarech Adam Limso Gam Ba'atzmo, Shetzarech Adam Lizarim Olias B'Simcha Tamid L'Harchik Me'atzmos. You have to be always strong to be B'Simcha and not to be sad. Ma'od Ma'od. Listen to the Lashon of Rav Nachman. L'Harchik Ka'atzmos Ma'od Ma'od. But you look in yourself, and what is he saying? It's aim bo tov necessarily. I'm not living up to what I should be. But sometimes they see I'm full of sins. So you have atzvas. Don't fall down from this. And he talks about the mitzvahs that we have done and the kedusha we have done. But what is that ma'atov? We could say that's also in the kudu panimi, that I'm really, my ratzon is kedusha, my ratzon, my pintel yid within myself. My chelek alakami ma'amamish within myself. As the Yismach Yisrael says, that's what the pintel yid is. It's ve'ipak ba'afas nishmas chayim. That each and every one of us has kedusha within ourselves. And that's real, and that's there. And that's who we are. That's our essence. I'm a tzaddik. You know, that new song that was going big time by Thank You Hashem, by the Nicholsberger, right? The Nichols were like, okay, some of us made a little thought, a little funny, a little fun. Sounds like Uncle Moishi, a little bit. I don't know, people. But Lamaisa, it's Emes. It's Emes. That's Kedushas Pipnemius. That's the Pintaliad within each and every one of us. To know that, to believe that, to think of yourself like that. And that's what Rav Nachman was saying. Because when you think of yourself like that, you start to live up to that as well. That has to be the starting point to live up to who we're supposed to be. But the Tanya says, see, everybody says this now. I mean, tonight we saw that the Eibishter says it, but Well, I don't know why we need to look at any other svarim, but Lemaisa, it's good to see. It's good to see the words of Sadiqim. In Perek Chai, in Perek Yudches, Tanya. Chaver has to learn Kobe, Tanya, Baruch Hashem. No, I find, again, like people dabble in Tanya, learn a little bit and see them start and stop. And
Today's
Yudches and Tanya, the Yom Yom.
We're going into, well, yeah, we're going into.
Yeah, Mamish? Of course it is. Of course it is. It doesn't surprise me. Beautiful. Look, Yudches, I have the title of Yudches in my Tanya, is Pintel Yud. It's the title of Yudches that I wrote on the side, but Yudches. You got to learn, you want to learn life and understand life. It's funny to me that we learn the Chev, because it's funny to me that the door that we live in, and the Yidden that we are, have gotten into Chassidus in such a beautiful way, hopefully in a healthy, incredible way. But then Tanya is the Yisoidus of it all. Emes, Yisoidus of it all. Okay, is it hard? It's a very difficult limud. But Baruch Hashem, in this day and age, we have Pirushim, and you have Svarim, and you have Shiurim, and you could sit and you could learn. There's no excuse anymore in our door to learn anything. It's incredible. Tanya says, "Afilu lekal shebekalim apayshe Yisrael." Even the lowest of low that we look at, perceive it lowest low. Nimshach bezivugam nefesh to nefesh to malchus dasiya. Shehi madrega tachtoinish b'kedushas asiya. They still connected on some level, and again, now's not the time to discuss about nefesh, ruach, neshama, and all the different levels of our neshama. And again, that's really, because it's really one and the same. The truth is the nefesh chayim explains that very, very beautifully. I forget off him what parak it is, but it's very, very beautiful in the beginning, in Shar Aleph. But what he says is, even though this is, even though there's within them, and under the Tanya saying there's within them a nefesh to malchus dasiya, meaning there's a part of them that's still chelak ol kamimal mamish. And the afal me'acher, and what he says is afal pikin, even though that's the lowest place, me'acher she master sviras kedushos, it's still part of that sviras kedushos, and therefore he klula mikulan. By definition, if you're attached at all, you're attached to Aleph Madregas of Kedusha, which is an incredible yesod. That's why he says later on in the same piece, this is the piece where he says, and we've quoted that before, that you find even the most pashti yidden who can't even learn a page of Gemara, that we're willing to be moister nefesh al kiddush Hashem. It's from that place, he explains. Incredible piece. Read through another time, the whole piece. But that's the pintel yid again. That's the Kedusha within. So basically what comes out, and listen, before we start, I know we didn't answer any questions yet, right? But we've answered all the questions already. Watch this. What comes out is really there's three madregas. There's someone who's a tzaddik. Well, we just learned tzaddik gomer, real, real, real tzaddik. And then there's somebody who's a rasha. There is a rasha. Mamish, it's a question of the rasha. Someone who's mamish completely far away, lo lechem v'lo lo. And then there's, as the Tanya says, the oilam of the beinanim. But the way we'll explain the beinani over here tonight is the beinani is living that the chitzonius is affecting us, having ashban us in a way that our maisim might look like those of a rasha, and sometimes. Aber bepnimius is kedusha. Bepnimius is tzidkus. I'm not talking, again, we borrowed that term, it's not necessarily that the Tanya is talking about. I'm just talking about, in our terminology, the emtsoi of the middle ground of the Rasha, the tzaddik, is that individual who sadly has been pulled in by the chitzonius in action, but only it's only action. The emes is the pnimius, that's kedusha. It's only bishgaga, it's only be'oines. As we say, and we start all of Lel Yom Kippur, V'nislach, ki b'chol ha'am b'shkaga. Bring us kapara or a bunch of, because you know, as we just saw in the Yom Kippur, more than anyone, that it's all shoigig, it's all the chitoinis have an effect, but deep down we're pneumistic. So now we can start to understand, listen closely. Now I'm just, like, I saw this piece, it blew me away, and it's amazing, it's just amazing. Torah, this is it, what we're saying, the depth of Torah, the beauty of Torah. 42 years old. I've been through, okay, the first 2-3 years, maybe I don't remember so much. The truth is, I think already by the second or third year, I still have visions as a little boy at my Seder, at my grandma, by my Safta, my Papi in Bell Harbor, as a little boy. Taka, they say I used to play the piano at the Seder. You know, they had a piano in the big day. And I used to go and play the piano. I vaguely remember that, even playing the piano at the Seder. Okay, there might even be pictures because of those cousins, you know, Maven Yavin, whatever it is, but... Lamaisa, I do. I have beautiful memories of Lal Seder. Beautiful. I have memories of this every Lal Seder from then till now. Those nights of Amish build us in ways like the Muna, this kashrus to our Mishpacha, to Klal Yisrael, to Kedusha, to Emes, to Muna. Lal Seder, you know what? Lal Seder is Kodesh Kedoshim. So you think we've seen it all, we understand it all. Listen to this, Mamish. What's the whole Yontif called? And what are we emphasizing that we answer the Russia with this? And we've seen Pesach. You ever think about it in depth? Why such an emphasis on God passing over our home like that? Like the whole entire focus is God passing over our homes. Like, what about that He took us out of Mitzrayim, Yitzhak Mitzrayim? What about that He brought the 10 Makos? What about, like, the name of the holiday is Pesach? That He passed over our homes? That's the name of the holiday? You ever stop and think about it? That's the emphasis, and that's what we are answering the Russia, like that's what it's all about. Pesach al Bate Yisrael Yisrael. Pesach ul Hashem. Everything paid. Like, really? Korban Pesach. That's the main thing we're being thankful for. They passed over our homes. So listen to this. You see, the Russia is someone who's mamish kulo tuma. And the Samachmem, is someone that only sees, as we see in the Medrash, the Maisim that are full of Chet and full of Tumo. And thinks, wrongly, that the Chitzoinius is the whole package. The Eberster is able to see the Nakud, the Panimist. The Eberster is able to see the Kedusha within. The Eibishter is able to see when he sees a Yid, he sees only that Panimius, he sees only the Neshama. He sees B'chol Ham B'shkaga. He sees that it's only Shoiging and not Mezin and it's Oinis and not Ratzon. And that's how he views us. Not that he doesn't hold us responsible, that we need to work on the Chitzonius as well, to bring the Panimius to the Chitzonius. This is not a Torah to say, feel good Judaism and just you're Panimistic and you're good. It doesn't mean you don't have to work on yourself and grow and be Makadish or Chitzonius, of course, and we'll get to that. But first and foremost, to recognize our MS is our Panimius, because I only grow on my Chitzonius if I know that, I understand that, I believe that. And know that I could always get back up, because my Panimius is Kaddish and I haven't defiled that. So Halakha Shvi'ut Pinchas explains, you know the emphasis, and then we'll bring it in and answer all the questions now. You know what it means, an emphasis that Hashem was passing over our homes? The home is the Chitzoinius. We were inside the home. We were Panimius. But it's what? He's Pasach al Batei B'nei Yisrael. He's passing over our homes. Meaning what? Listen to the Amkus. The Eibishter is passing over the Chitzoinius and looking only at the Pnimius. That's what the Eibishter was doing. And that's the whole Yontav of Pesach. And that's all we were on the 49th level of Tumah. Why do we deserve to be taken out? Because the Eibishter said to the Samel, I'm passing over that Chitzoinius. And that's exactly what Rashi was emphasizing. Let me say that Rashi. The Rashi, when it seems to be repetitive in that Rashi, let's now read this Rashi again. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu was dilag upsicha medalig bat Yisrael mibein bat Mitzrayim, he passed over v'koyfeitz memitzri lemitzvi v'Yisrael emtsoi nimlat. He wanted to repeat that he passed over, to add in that he went from mitzri to mitzri, which are the Chitzoinius, and the Yisroel was Emtsoi. What do you mean Emtsoi? He was in the middle. What do you mean middle? You could say it's the middle of the Tzaddik and the Rasha, that Beinoni, that Emtsoi, that he gave refuge to because he saw the Panimius only. He saw the Emtsoi, you could say. He saw the Panimius. He was Pasach al Bate Yisroel. That's why Rashi is giving us that line, to remind us the Ikr was the psicha, al the bottom. Because we're Amsoi, we might be lingering, but God knows we're Amsoi. We're not really the Rosh HaGamar. Because B'Pnimius, I'm full of Kedusha. I'm Amsoidik. And the Eibishter is able to, and willing to pass over that. And then he adds in, by the way, and this is what I was saying, by the way, V'atam also called us L'Shem Shemayim. Don't, that's a beautiful nechama to realize who you are inside, and to not worry that the Eibishter doesn't love us and sees that in us. But don't rest on your laurels and not put in the work, by the way. And then he adds, that's what Rashi said, Atam also kol vados of l'shem, but the avodah should be till I'm mashlim myself, till kol vados of l'shem shemayim. Not just b'pnimius. Everything I do should be l'shem shemayim. And that's as well why we find that Moshe Rabbeinu was emphasizing to the Yidden, don't go outside. Lo teitzuish mepesach beis, so don't go outside. Meaning what? Don't go to the chitzonius. Stay in the pnimius. Connect to your pnimius, which is kadosh. Don't go outside. Because that world of outside, if you're emphasizing, you're too outside, the Eitzahara, the Tzamech Men, the Mashchis, Eino Mavchin Bein Tzadik L'Rasha. He can't understand the difference. He doesn't see the pnimius, which is Rashi's telling us. We need only the Eibishter could see that. Only the Eibishter understands that. Don't go to the outside, don't go to the Chitzonius. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu could Pasach HaBate Yisrael. What a beautiful idea. What a beautiful Yisoyed of Pesach. What a beautiful idea to understand in our lives that the Eibishter sees our Pnimius, but we have to live up to that and allow the Pnimius to affect the Chitzonius. And now we understand as well Lel Seder, where we're going to this concept and we change, and we don't tell the Rasha this line, but we tell the Rasha, Ilu Yisham Lo Yenigal. What are we saying? We're saying, if you're that Rasha Gomer, Lo Yenigal. Meaning what? To the Rasha Gomer, we say, there's no hope, there's no Pasach about Israel if you're the Rasha Gomer. But the Rasha in the Torah wasn't the Rasha Gomer. So why are we saying that to him now? Maybe that's Pshat of Afa to Hakeshinov. What I mean, there's a very famous Torah, I'm sure the Chevron knows, from the Belzer Rebbe Zeichas Zadik HaShem Baruch. Shlomo Karbach used to tell over this Torah, if you have the Shlomo Karbach Chagodah, it's in there. And he says, what happened? V'afa tohakesh, everyone asks. Kodesh Baruch Hu's not what? Telling you when the Rasha comes to your Seder, knock out his tooth, that's the way of a Yid, what's Pshat? So Belzer Rebbe Zeichas Zadik HaShem Baruch says, Akesh Shinov doesn't mean knock out his tooth, it's knock out his shin. Knock out his shin. What's his Shinov? His shin. He says the shin is the spiritual makeup of every year. The shin represents as apikabal, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, the three prongs of the shin. Meaning knock out his panemius, bring out his panemius from within him. To show that he's amtsai. To show the pasach al bat Yisrael. Do that to this yid. And bring out his panemius. Hakeshinov, knock out his shin, knock out his panemius. Upper what? But then if you try to do that, that's the Ikar of Avodah. But if you try to do that and you find out nothing's coming out, he's Mamish Rasha Gomer, then you say to him, and that's only after the fact, Ilu Hashem Lo Yenigal, to the Rasha Gomer. But first you try to Hakesh Shinov, which is exactly what we say in the Torah, because we say Pasach HaBat Yisrael, that's the answer. You just do it in a more practical way. We have to believe, each and every one of us, we're our Panemius. That's who we are. And that's who every Yid we come in contact with is. But we can't stop there. We have to pasach l'shem shemayim. We have to go and elevate that our chitzonius is ki'ilu our panemius. We have to elevate ourselves to that place. In a chevra, I think it was last year. It was during this world of COVID, because I know it was about a year ago. I was paid a shivakul by a family that's more like family to me than friends. And as I grew up, my next door neighbor was Ellie and Renee Singer. And Ellie was sitting Shiva. I went to pay a Shiva call. I remember it was over the last year or whatever, so because it was when things were still, he was sitting Shiva outside. And the relative of his, Rav Baruch Singer, was there. Rav Baruch Singer was a ben bias by the Blush of a Rebbe, Zichat Shkavracha. the Blizzard Rebbe Yisrael Spira that we all know many, many stories about, who survived Bergen-Belsen, right? We all know the stories. If you don't, you should get this book, which we'll tell you about, from Yaffa Eliach, Hasidic Tales of the Holocaust. There are many stories about the Blizzard Rebbe. And Reb Baruch Singer was like a Ben Bias by the Blizzard Rebbe. And he shared the following story. He shared many stories. Fascinating. I wish I recorded that whole Shiva just to hear this. Eli was very close to the Blizzard Rebbe. Their whole family was very close to the Blizzard Rebbe. Imagine what it was. He was a walking Nez Galoy. Right? We know stories of the story. He was mamish with the other Yid, and they were by the bar and about to be shot and killed, and they jumped over. But a bar 50 feet, and they jumped over. Like crazy. Whatever. You can't even start. The Blizzard Rebbe. Ah, we've said many stories. The story of the Chanukah, of the Shachianu that he made. Blizzard Rebbe. Chusel Young and Elena. So this Rav Baruch Singer was the one who told Yaffa Eliach, Rabbi Eliach, itself from Yeshiva Flatbush, was a principal in Flatbush for many, many years. Rabbi Eliach was a principal in Rambam. His mother was Yaffa Eliach. Yaffa Eliach wrote Hasidic Tales of the Holocaust. And the stories about the Blizzard Rebbe in there were told to her from Rav Baruch Singer. Rav Baruch Singer was the one who told them over to her. And he told her all these stories, and she was so blown away by the stories, so inspired by the stories. She asked, can I meet the Rebbe? Will he be willing to meet with a woman? And she said, of course, yeah, I'll take you to the Rebbe. And she goes to the Rebbe, Yaffa Eliach. And Yaffa Eliach is from women, but from the modern Orthodox Mizrahi world, and going to meet this Hasidic Rebbe. And she goes into his apartment, his home. And she sees the Rebbetzin, the Blizzard Rebbetzin. And she thanks the Blizzard Rebbetzin and says, thank you so much for allowing me to come. Thank you for letting me into your home. He says, what do you mean for letting you into my home? What are you talking about? You know, I'm from the Mizrahi world. You're from the Hasidish world. He says, you think I wouldn't let a Chassid into my home? You think I wouldn't let someone from the Mizrahi or from the modern Orthodox world into my home? Let me tell you something. After the Milchama, I went to Eretz Yisrael. And I was on a kibbutz. That's where I was sent somehow, on a kibbutz. The people in the kibbutz watched my children all day so I could go work. And I don't know, in the story they didn't say if it was a religious kibbutz. I don't know if there were religious kibbutzes back then. I don't believe there were. I don't think any of the kibbutzes were religious back then. So I'm pretty sure it was the chilonim. But she's on this kibbutz. And she says she'd come back at the end of the day, after her children would be watched all day by the yidden on the kibbutz, and she'd teach her children aleph beis. She said, you think I don't have such a karas hatov that they watch my kids, they took care of my kids? We're one. We're all one. It's beautiful, beautiful. She's saying this. And I heard this from a Baruch Singer who was there. I heard this from the person who saw this with his own eyes. Okay, this is the first, I heard this firsthand. So you're hearing it second, but I heard this firsthand. He says, Yaffa Eliach started shaking. And said to the Rebbetzin, what kibbutz was that? And she said the name of the kibbutz. I don't remember if he even said or what it was. Yaffa Eliach says, I was on that kibbutz. And you're the one who taught me the Aleph Beis. You didn't just teach your daughters, you pulled me in to teach as well. You taught me the Aleph Beis. And that was the beginning of my connection. Yaffa Eliach, who's an amazing woman who did so much for Klal Yisrael, and her husband, was taught the Aleph Beis by the Blizzard of a Rebbetzin and was reuniting with her. You can't make this up. But why am I telling you this tonight? Because we all have this Nekuda Panimi, we all have this Panimius Dick. But you know how we connect to that Panimius Dick? That Panimius Dick is Chelek Alakami Mal Mamish. That Panimius Dick within us is a part of God. So how do I... But the avodah is not just to know we have it. Again, that's one nechama. But to also live and be Mekadesh Erchitoinis and live Panimius Dick. That's who I want to be. If that Panimius Dick is Chelek of Hashem, I need to connect more to Hashem. What's the one way more than anything else I can connect to Hashem? Found that there are ways. And Tefillah Vada does, as we spoke about before. But this, learning Torah, learning Gemara, learning Chumash, learning Musar, learning Machshava, learning Halacha, this is Dibur Hashem. This is the personality of Hashem, the Chachma Hashem. This is as the Baal Tanya tells us in Perek Dalet, we give Hashem a hug, we say it all the time here. This is how I connect. So that's how I'll connect to my Nekuda Panemius. That's how I'll connect to my Pintel Yid. The days of Shoivim are days to reconnect. Shoivim is Gematria 360, is Shas. It's the old, yes, some of us fast, and we connect in other ways, and try to be Mekadish ourselves in other ways. But ultimately, the deepest connection is through Torah. And that's how I'll get to know my Nekuda Panemi. And Yafa Eliach, therefore, from the Blush of Harebison, learned the foundation of Torah, the Aleph Beis, and connected to the Nekuda Panemi, was life-altering for generations. Life-altering for generations. Each and every one of us need to connect to our Nekuda Panemi. First, we have to know we have it. We have to know that's what the Eibishter, and the Eibishter sees it, and he's going to pass over all the Chitonius. But let's not even want him to pass over the Chitonius, because let's make the Chitonius our Panemius. That's the Avoda. Came to me, the Gematria, earlier today, I was thinking about the Nekuda Panemi in a person. If you take the Gematria of Nekuda Panemi, the Nekuda Panemi is 355. You know what's going to happen when you connect to Nekuda Panemi? Father, you're going to connect to Hashem. And you're going to be yourself. And you're going to be Emes. And all you're going to find is tremendous Simcha. To be Bisimcha, Bisimcha, is exactly Gematria Nekuda Panemi. Which we know are the same Oisius and Machshava, because of the proper Machshava that we're all supposed to have, which is the same Gematria, obviously. My Machshava should be about my Nekuda Panemi. So they have the same Machshava as Gematria Nekuda Panemi. And then each and every one of us will always be Bisimcha. That's Hashem is Baruch, we should be Zaycha. Zaycha, to know that the Eibishter passes over our Chitzonius, but never to need him to, because we're going to be in the Nekuda Panemi within us, be one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, one with ourselves, have a life of simcha every single moment.